Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, self-image. Well, self-image is the idea that one has of one's abilities, appearance, and personality. And this is according to Wikipedia.com. But tonight, we'll find out. What does self-image constitute? Is it important to have social self-image? Well, we'll find out tonight on Let's Talk, and we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house. Oren, I see the Tangi Shaka. For the longest time, you're back again. Oren, yes, welcome back.
I'm very faithful. I'm back. Thank you.
Yes, you are faithful. And of course, the one and only Paul Ndiho. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, next time I'll charge you for inviting me.
Not a problem, man. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing self-image. So, according to Maureen Henderson, a Forbes contributor, women are now active than men across major social media platforms such as Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, etc. And also blogging and reading about fashion, style, etc. So, are these signs of trying to build their social self-image? And I spoke to Tari O from Nigeria, and I wanted to know her take.
First and foremost, I would love to say that your self-image is really important as to who you are.
Okay.
Yes. So in order to do something, in order to have that inner happiness, that self-joy, you've got to have a self-image. And not just an ordinary image, but mm-hmm. it has to be positive on its own. Yeah, because the self-image is how you perceive yourself, how you see yourself, how you carry yourself. So it's really important that you have a positive self-image. So
right.
It's really important in your everyday life.
Okay. And because of that, I have just read one researcher was saying that many women than men spend a lot of time in social media. And they're saying that it's just a question out there now that I'm trying to throw out in this situation, that is social media now destroying one's self-image, or rather is building it?
One thing the social media has given to people is freedom.
Okay.
The freedom of speech.
Right.
So since people have been buckling up in their minds, or how people want other people to perceive them, it's all dumped into social media.
Okay.
So I would not exactly say social media is destroying people's lives, but I think it's the excess use of it to depict sometimes who you are not, because the person just wants to be like in quote a wannabe.
Okay.
So the person wants to make. Of course, everyone is important, but the person wants to feel very important by telling other people how important they are. And in some processes, they tend to send a wrong message. Because people read differently. Sometimes the way someone reads and understands is not the way when you talk about it, the person understands. So I would say that it's not really destructive, but it has to be put in the right context in order for you to express yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very well said. And also, do you think self-image will help one who has that ability to understand that she or he knows who they are, rather than those who don't know and maybe they want to depict a different picture of themselves, and maybe doing that for some people they're destroying themselves? And maybe do you think this is something that you have to strike a balance between knowing who you are and also trying to put sense of your self-knowledge and respect for others or for yourself?
I think there should be a balance Because really, let's look at the definition of self-image according to the Random House Dictionary. It says it's the concept, the idea, or mental image one has of oneself.
Wow.
Like, self-esteem is the respect or favorable image of oneself. So you also talked about respect. It's the way you see yourself. But again, you can think very highly of yourself. And then that high image, that high thinking that you have of yourself may seem to someone else as being rude or being proud. So then you have to kind of strike a balance to know that, okay, it's not just you in the world. It's not just you in one space. You are also sharing the space with other people. So in as much as you esteem yourself highly, you should also know how to strike a balance between other people you share the space with, like the world, the space. You should also know how to strike that balance so other people don't feel less.
Right.
And even people who are trying to find their feet, even people who are trying to figure out who they are, they can also learn in a lovable way as well.
Thanks, Tari Owo. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing self-image.
And back to the studio. Paul, I won't give you this for now. Let's do as we always do, ladies first. And I want to ask Oreni Tangishaka. Now, showing that women read so much about fashion, so much about style, and blogging, and also on social media major platforms, what is this telling us? Is this that women are now trying to build their social self-esteem more than what men do?
No, I think it probably is something that's always been there. One woman said one time, I think it was on a radio show, that women think about their image more than dinner. More than what they're going to cook for dinner.
It's all about their image first, right?
Which means it's very important.
Okay.
So it's something that's always been there. Facebook and Twitter and all the other ones are just a platform for women to try to receive that approval of what already the self-image they have.
Right.
And if they don't feel maybe a strong self-image, they want that platform, the social media platform, to approve them. So those people you always see that posting picture every 5 minutes, look at me, look at me, look at me, please, look at me.
Every 5 minutes there's a picture. Man, is like, it's too much. Paul, what do you think about that?
You know what? That was very fun. I have to worry about what kind of dinner my wife cooks since she's always worried about self-image and all that kind of stuff.
It's important to us. It really is.
But that said, I think Oriane could be further from the truth. I think it's more important than anything else. If you walked into an office or if you went to any place and the first thing that people look at is image. How do you present yourself? How do you look? How are you articulating issues? So for me, I could not be where I am today if it wasn't of that positive self-image that I carry with me every day. I try to be the best that I can be. And when I enter a room, you definitely notice my presence. It's because of how I carry myself.
Okay. That's one thing you said, Paul, very important. Hold on right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you and a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, with Paul Ndiho and Oren Itangshaka. Right now, we are discussing self-image.
Hello.
Having a positive self-image can be difficult, especially when one is affected with life hardships such as disability or poor health or financial problems. But there are things maybe you can do to improve your self-image and self-esteem. And these things maybe can in turn to improve other aspects of your life, like financial success, academic, relationships, and so forth. So I spoke to my colleague in Nairobi, Kennedy Wandera, and I wanted to know his take.
Self-esteem, first of all, is an essential portion in one's life because it determines the character, the direction, and the persona of a particular person and how you can be able to establish a rapport with other persons outside there. And just to begin, self-esteem is a key factor in determining one's own character, because if you can't really believe in yourself and if you can't really have that particular confidence in yourself, people can't trust you, and people can't take you with a lot of confidence as well. So as a person, you must be able to understand that self-esteem is very key in establishing that particular rapport between you and the other people outside there, because it tells you who you are. If you can't have a self-esteem, if you can't have confidence in you, it becomes extremely difficult because people don't want to engage a person who is weak.
Right. And in that case, Kennedy Wandera, if somebody has self-esteem issues, can they really find a way to fix that?
Yeah, at some level you can, but it might take time, because dealing with the person's character sometimes is we have people who are, there is a word that you shall refer to them as introvert. Yes, introvert.
They just want to keep themselves, everything inside, and nobody can tell anything about them.
Yes. If they can't open themselves up for other people to let them understand what's happening around them, it becomes extremely difficult. But sometimes you can have a very low esteem or a very low self-esteem. But sometimes if you engage people who are extroverts, it becomes sometimes difficult, and they can help you build that particular self-esteem, and you can become an easygoer. You can go out with people well, and people can very easily establish a good relationship with you. Mm-hmm. But if you are an introvert and your self-esteem is very low, it becomes extremely difficult for people to engage you, because you believe in what you believe in yourself. You can't see anything good outside where you are.
Yeah, you're right. And I remember, like, there's one psychologist was saying that you can always try to fix your self-esteem by feeling positive. And once you do that, that is like the first step towards get your self-esteem straight up.
Yeah, because there are people who just believe that what they know is what they know, and that is right. And whenever they are right, whenever they are wrong, they don't want to admit that they are wrong. And if you establish that particular person is such an introvert, and his or her own self-esteem is very low, then it becomes extremely difficult for you to engage that particular person, because he or she can't get in touch with what you're talking about, because where she stands is what she believes in, and she is not ready to see that particular stand that she's holding. So it becomes extremely difficult for you to engage such kind of a person, unless such kind of a person engages most of the time with extroverts who gain much energy from outside around the environment. Then it becomes easy. But having an introvert who can't accept what people are telling him or house are outside where he stands or she stands, it is difficult to engage that particular person.
Thank you, Kennedy Wandera from Nairobi. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing self-image. This is Let's Talk, and tonight we're discussing self-image. Now, according to a PsychologyToday.com, says that possessing little self-regard can lead to people becoming depressed, to fall short of their potential, or tolerate abusive situations and relationships. And on the other hand, too much self-image and love results in an off-putting sense of entitlement and inability to learn from your failures. So, how do one strike a balance between accurate self-image and respect for who you are? Itangishaka.
I think it's a good point that they make, the psychologist made. You really have to have a good balance.
Oh, yeah.
You can be conceited. You can be very prideful, but mm-hmm. you can be very low self-esteem. And finding that balance is really what all of us are struggling to do.
Mm.
I don't want to come off as prideful and maybe not. I really, for me personally, I don't want to come off very prideful. But I also don't want to come off as that very shy and scared woman either.
Mm.
So I think in my everyday life, I try to put up an image that, you know, I'm good. And as they say, as the research shows, self-esteem is very important in what your self-image is going to be. I think the more mature we get, the more our self-image doesn't really matter. But I think self-esteem plays a very big role in what we think about ourselves in terms of self-image.
So every day.
It's good to also work on your self-esteem first and then be comfortable with that. And then your self-image really won't really, you know, require too much attention.
What do you think, Paul? Striking a balance is a big problem, Paul, because if you remember or if you talk about our, you know, where we come from, let's say originations, you know, like people from the Luo tribe in Kenya, most of them are really educated. And that comes out when someone expresses himself or herself. Some people says, oh, he thinks it's too much. Okay, you know a lot. All right. And you'll find other people from other areas are like always looking at that balance. And how do you strike that balance?
I think it all comes down to humility. What is important in life is not how you carry yourself, but how other people perceive you. So you might be the most powerful person on the planet, but how you relate to people, how you speak to people, it comes down to humility. For example, I'll give you an example of President Barack Obama. He's one of the most powerful people on the planet. But when you see him talk to people, when he's around people, he doesn't project that. So it comes down to humility. So I think that could be a very, very interesting balance, how you balance your self-esteem and how you like other people to perceive you.
That's very important. Balancing out or the balancing act is the deal right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program with the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This one, this one,
every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back to you guys. I want to ask you, Itangishaka, as you said, women spend time to make sure that self-image comes first.
Yes.
But anyway, one other thing too, is social media destroying some of these women, and perhaps men, I don't know, their self-esteem, or rather, building it?
Good question. Will it build their self-image or destroy their self-image? Again, it comes up to what you're trying to portray.
Okay.
If you push too much pictures of yourself, you know, then, you know, I don't care how much you tell me you have self-esteem, I'm going to question it. That's just too much. Every 2 minutes, I don't need to see what you're doing every 2 minutes. Oh, I'm wearing this. I'm wearing that. Oh, look at my new makeup. Look at my hat. Look at my look at me. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you might say, oh, that's because I have self-esteem. No, it might be low self-esteem. Because,
wow.
You know, because you trying to put out that you have strong self-esteem, uh-huh. but the pictures are just too much. Right. It shows you have low self-esteem.
Wow.
So I think it depends, you know. Again, everything is balanced. Putting a picture, I'm not going to tell you how often, mm-hmm. but you have to be able to say, what am I putting out? Really judge what I'm putting out. What is the goal? Because, you know, people would judge and say, you know what, you know, too much, too little. Nobody's really going to judge you put too little picture mm-hmm. there. You just have to have the basic amount of picture yourself, maybe, you know, a few pictures. But too much is always the issue.
Mm.
Yeah, too much, I think, so is the
issue. Yeah, I think Ariana makes a very good point. I think what is really important is mm-hmm. not... It all comes down to women always like affirmation. They want to mm-hmm. be affirmed by their colleagues, by their friends. That's why they spend so much time in the mirrors looking at themselves. So sometimes that alone, and some of these women don't get affirmation from their husbands. They don't get affirmation from their boyfriends, their brothers, their fathers. So it takes a big toll on them. That's why they're always out there seeking affirmation. Right, but I would like to agree with what Oriane is saying, that I think it's important to measure the amount of stuff that you post out there, because anything that you post on the internet, people are going to judge you. People are going to look at you and say, "Oh, what is this person trying to say?" For that matter, so you have to sort of look at things and say, you know what, maybe this is a little too much. After all, at the end of the day, if you feel like you are confident about something, you have that self-esteem, you shouldn't be posting stuff all the time, showing people that, oh, this is what I'm wearing. No, it doesn't work like that.
But also, Paul, there's one thing they say. When you are a celebrity, when you are a socialite, you know, they want to go out there, party, they want to go out there, promote other people's parties.
Mm.
These are the ones who are always trying to put stuff and say they have to put stuff on social media. So maybe there's a balance of what you do if you are a celebrity, for instance.
I think you're right on the money, in a sense that, yes, if you are a promoter, if you're a socialite, you like to be out there. Yes, people need to see you because you have a lot. You, in a way, you act like a role model. So people need to see you. And sometimes you inspire people. Mm-hmm. When they see you wearing a nice dress, they think that, oh my goodness, I could, you know, I want that dress. So, so in a way, you're not. It's not. It comes more about playing a much bigger role, like being a role model, than actually just it being about you, eh? Because the reason people are attracted to you, it's because you're adding value. People would not naturally come to you if you're not adding value or mm-hmm. if they don't see anything positive right. about you. So the reason people do that, especially the reason why people follow celebrities mm-hmm. is because they think they add value to whatever it is that they are doing.
Like you see, like followers of Kim Kardashian always wants to see new pictures of Kim Kardashian going on their Facebook pages and all that. They all want to see the pictures. So other thing I want to ask you, Paul, is it difficult to maintain self-image, like the best positive self-image?
Absolutely, especially in the world that we live in. You have to be very, very careful. There are so many things that could go wrong. You post the wrong picture, it kills your self-image. Or some people making comments, some ridiculous comments about what is it that you're wearing or who you are as a person. That can kill your self-image. So it's always important really to, again, going back to the point you made earlier, finding that balance that works for both of you, you know, that works for you and everybody else that maybe is following you on the social media.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored self-image. A big thank you to our guest, my colleague from Nairobi, Kennedy Wandera, and Tari Owo from Nigeria. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the studio. Paul Vio, thank you for coming.
A pleasure being here, thank you.
And Oren Itangishaka. Jackson of Ganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be polygamy. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shumari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
When news is happening, VOA Africa is there.
Mohamed Yusuf of VOA News, Nairobi.
Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Joburg.
Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
VOA correspondents take you right to the center of events as they're happening. And this is where you hear it all on VOA.